Was ist Zeit?
Woher kommt das Leben?
Wie ist das Universum entstanden?
Hallo, ich bin Carsten Könneker.
Und ich bin Katharina Menne. Und zusammen gehen wir den großen Fragen der Wissenschaft auf den Grund.
Die großen Fragen der Wissenschaft ist ein Podcast von Spektrum der Wissenschaft und dem Podcast Radio Detektor FM.
Seid mit uns neugierig und folgt dem Podcast in eurer Lieblings-Podcast-App.
Hi, I'm Kate Nash and I'm taking over Pop Filter this week, where I'll be talking about my favorite songs from musicals, which really inspired my new record, Nine Sad Symphonies. And you're going to hear one of those songs now. This is going through the motions from Buffy the Vampire Slayer's episode Once More with Feeling, which was the musical theatre episode of Buffy in season 6. Ugh, this song really inspired the album. I think as an adult, this was my like re-entry point back to musicals. I was obsessed with Buffy the Vampire Slayer as a teenager. I still am as an adult. I'll always go back to it for comfort and support. Buffy is a vampire slayer. She is a normal teenage girl until she gets told that like she has like a destiny.
Buffy Summers?
Yeah? Hi. What?
I need to speak with you.
You're not from Bullocks, are you? Because I meant to pay for that lipstick.
There isn't much time. You must come with me. Your destiny awaits.
I don't have a destiny. I'm destiny free, really.
Yes, you have. You are the chosen one. You alone can stop them.
Who?
The vampires.
Huh?
The great thing about the show is, and the message for teenage girls, was that being a teenage girl was as important to her as saving the world. And also, when she got emotional is usually when she found her strength. And I think as a woman, we're so often told like our emotions make us crazy or not think straight. And it's like Buffy found so much strength in her emotions, which I really, really love.
Want to see my impression of Gandhi?
It's just her like fate that she's gonna, and her duty to be a vampire slayer. And she always has to like save the world from vampires. And she's in Sunnydale and she gets put in a new school, Sunnydale High, and kind of has this like Scooby gang of like teenage friends. And they're all like always trying to save the world, basically.
Every single night, the same arrangement. I go out and fight the fight. Still, I always feel the strangest estrangement. Nothing here is real, nothing here is right.
I remember hearing that they were going to do this musical theatre episode and I was like, oh my God, it's going to be terrible. How are they going to do it? But it's unbelievable. It's so awesome.
I've been making shows of trading blows, just hoping no one knows that I've been going through the motions, walking through the part. Nothing seems to penetrate my heart.
So basically, someone has conjured a demon that makes people tell the truth through song and everything. And he's like a kind of jazz, like demon. And everyone is like singing and dancing and like the streets are like alive with people. But it gets a bit out of control because people are saying things that maybe they don't want to say out loud. They have to like tell the truth through song and dance.
So that's my refrain. I live in hell because I've been expelled from heaven. I think I was in heaven. So give me something to sing about. Please give me something.
The only way that she can deliver this message is through song, and I just think that's so beautiful because there are some things that I feel as why we love music, why we love songs, it feels like, oh, this just captures how I feel and I can't say that, but I feel it in this song. This song represents something to me that I can't find the words for, That's why we share songs with each other and why we're moved by songs. So I love giving the music that power.
I've been feeling a little bit different, a little bit strange. There's this numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way.
Millions of Heartbeats, which is on the opening track of Nine Sad Symphonies, my new album, is my going through the motions. Going through the motions for Buffy is she's in the graveyard, she's killing vampires, she's saving people, and she just doesn't care. And she's like, my heart's not in it. I don't really feel, like, I just don't give a crap. I feel like disconnected from my purpose. And that's how I felt.
Everything hurts, yeah, it hurts so much. I eat my dinner in the toilets at lunch. I just want to believe. Is that feeling still inside me? The sun has gone and so must I.
You know, I reached a point of depression where I just felt like, I don't really feel like my lust. I lost my lust for life. I lost my spark, and I didn't know how it was going to come back. And I felt really scared. Like my describe it as the spark is lit at such a low flame. So you know, on the gas, like a simmer. And I was like, I'm usually like woohoo, I love life. A depression is weird. It doesn't mean that you don't love the people in your life. It doesn't mean you don't have great things in your life. But it can sometimes, your lust for life can just go, and it's quite a scary thing. And so yeah, Millions of Heartbeats was really inspired by going through the motions, and I just connected to what Buffy was going through.
Crawl out of your grave, you find this fight just doesn't mean a thing.
She ain't got that swing.
Thanks for noticing.
I mean, there's a really good section where she's killing a demon. It's like, she's just going through the motions, faking it somehow. She's not even half the girl she, and then he gets killed, and he's like, ow. And it's just so silly and so camp that I just love that.
She is pretty well with fiends from hell, but lately we can tell that she's just going through the motions, faking it somehow. She's not even half the girl she. Oh.
This is Going Through the Motions from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the musical episode Once More with Feeling.
Every single night, the same arrangement, I go out and fight the fight. Still I always feel the strangest strangement, nothing here is real, nothing here is right. I've been making shows of trading blows, just hoping no one knows that I've been going through the motions, walking through the part. Nothing seems to penetrate my heart. I was always brave and kind of righteous, now I find I'm wavering. Crawl out of your grave, you find this fight just doesn't mean a thing.
She ain't got that swing.
Thanks for noticing.
She is pretty well with fiends from hell, but lately we can tell that she's just going through the motions, faking it somehow. She's not even half the girl she. Oh.
Will I stay this way forever? Sleepwalk through my life's endeavor.
How can I repay?
Whatever, I don't wanna be. Going through the motions, losing all my drive. I can't even see if this is really me. and I just wanna be alive.
Das hier ist Going Through the Motions aus der Serie Buffy the Vampire Slayer oder Buffy im Bann der Dämonen, so lief sie im deutschen Fernsehen. Um Buffy ist Ende der 90er wahrscheinlich niemand drumherum gekommen. Heute, da hat die Serie Kultstatus und wie jede gute Serie, das behaupte ich zumindest, hat natürlich auch Buffy eine Musical-Folge. Once More with Feeling heißt die, aus der 6. Staffel. Und da kommt auch Going Through the Motions her. Vorgestellt hat diesen Song keine geringere als die britische Musikerin Kate Nash. Sie übernimmt diese Woche den Popfilter und stellt ihre Lieblings-Musical-Songs vor. In diesem Fall aus einer Serie. Morgen, da wird es dann um einen Film gehen. Den Disney-Film Moana. Bis dahin würde ich mich freuen, wenn ihr diese Folge hier an einen weiteren Kate Nash und oder Musical-Fan schickt. Die Person, die freut sich da bestimmt drüber. Und wir uns auch hier beim Popfilter. Ich bin Marie Enter. Macht's gut und bis morgen.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.